Don't we need like a whammy in there?
I think it's pretty great as it is. I've never not laughed at that. So well done, Curtis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where would you put a whammy where?
Well, because that was a sports guy on Anchorman's Champ.
Champ.
That
guy.
Was Champ's whammy. Like when he do his highlights, you know, everything was a whammy. So I figured, you know, we probably throw a whammy in there for
Champ. Start doing that. I might put those in the KU Oklahoma highlights tonight. I might have a couple whammies in there.
Or just take the ones.
Trey Young, whammy.
When Ray Romano was in and Tim Meadows did the Sports Center thing.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. And he says, you certainly will, and the price will be prohibitive. $98.85 Stupak.
It's got to be the longest open in the business, is it not? I mean, if you added to that, I wouldn't have to come in for this first segment. Really, I could just...
Well, we're working on a Stark one. We don't have any ideas, do we? Do we have any traction? Oh, we do?
Yeah, the script has been written.
Oh,
I just
really?
Need to put the elements together.
Okay. No, I like this one. I like that one, and... Of course, Doug did the grunny one, but that one's great.
That was tremendous.
A little more football, then back to radio, then a little more football, now back to radio. That's
turns
priceless.
Out Doug's a good writer.
I love Blair's, just the laughing.
Oh, God. It's so great.
It's so
you know
good.
Who does not love
it's
that
It's one of the
open?
Best laughs ever.
Guess who doesn't like that open?
Blair?
Really?
He won't put his headset on.
He don't
until
again,
the
he will not
ends.
Listen to it. And he just sits there looking all like self-conscious. Well, it's
you
playing.
Know, you know that kind of look where you're kind of laughing and shaking your head like, you.
Yes. I get no, that every week. It's more like, he's a guy. I'm like, listen, Blair, you laughter is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great good. Laugh. It's a tremendous laugh.
It is a great laugh. Unlike Rob, who has the worst laugh on earth.
Let's hear it, Rob.
That's it. That's basically yeah. Rob's laugh right there. There it is.
I've been told I need to put Jake's in the system and just play that when I actually
want
to laugh.
I want you to record Jake's laugh, and when you think something's funny, just play it.
Are you a fast laugher, too? Do you just need to slow it down maybe a little bit?
No, it sounds fake and painful.
That's about it.
Am I wrong, Rob?
You got Jake cracking up in here, by the way.
Like it's, you know, Jake's got a great laugh.
Best one in the building.
You know? Jake's got a good laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, listen, I demand that he hit the mic button anytime he laughs, even if he's not part of the discussion. When you laugh, press the button. When Rob laughs, we try to hide him.
We heard it.
We shun him and shame him into a
dump button.
We heard it in the control room or the production room he was in earlier today. Oh, yeah. First segment.
I said Jake. Something he liked, and I was like, hey, Jake liked it.
Some people have the gift.
They do. Mm. They do. Which I have to admit, the one thing about that open, and then we'll get to the feud. The one thing about the open is you are not tan right now.
No, I mean, it's January. I feel like maybe you've exaggerated my tanniness. I've never actually been inside a tanning booth. I'll run with it. I'll go with it. It's fine.
I'm going to call the bull on that. There is no way you've never been in a tanning booth.
No, as I've said before, I adopt this little strategy called doing stuff outside, Saran. I'm just outside a lot.
Maybe not a booth, but a spray gun?
I'm not in your very impressive man cave. So very impressive, but I don't have one of those.
Is it a spray tan?
That's it. You got me. Yeah, that's it. Just don't touch me for the next
you're
45
not lying,
minutes, okay?
But you're not really telling the truth. Either.
Lying by omission, okay?
I don't think that color happens in nature.
Except on pennies.
Yes.
I like that. What are you looking for? Kind of a
Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln color? Yeah, you
between
got that?
A penny and a Cheeto. Have you ever seen Texas Longhorns jerseys? Right about there.
Yeah, yeah. Or Oklahoma State, America's brightest orange.
That's good. What are you going for? Is this somewhere between a penny and a Cheeto? That's something to think about.
He brings he brings swaths from you know Bed Bath and Beyond. Here Pantone 217. Five artists thought that was funny.
Let's play the feud as we need a contestant, and that contestant is ready. His name is Brian. Brian, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, guys? Doing well.
Good, buddy. Have you decided who you're going to play with?
I'm going to go with you, Saran.
All right. That's super. I'm very excited about it. It is me and Brian, then, against Curtis and Mick. You know the rules. You know how to play the feud and all, Brian?
I think so, yes.
Okay, then we are all set. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, Brian is going to go first. Matched with?
Mick.
Yep. What, Mick Schaefer.
I feel like we're always the team, so we've got our
own. That way.
Yeah. We're getting better, I think.
True.
You know?
Remember,
you actually won a couple.
You have, that's right. Remember, you buzz in by stating your name, Brian, so you want to just state your name as quickly as possible when you're ready to buzz in.
State your name. Oh, sorry.
I like it.
Your name here.
Well done. Well done. Okay.
Brian should win now just because of that.
That's right.
All right, here we go, boys. We surveyed 100 people. These are hot, new, fresh questions, by the way.
Hot and new.
Hot and new.
And fresh.
And fresh. How many adjectives can I use? We surveyed 100 people. The top five answers are on the board. Here we go. Name a Billy Joel song.
Mick.
Brent.
Uptown Girl.
Not the top answer. Chance to steal.
Piano Man.
Piano Man's top answer. Play or pass, boys.
Okay, how many were there?
There are three more.
I say we play and try to strip the possibilities. What do you think?
I play, definitely.
Okay. We will play, and I will say we didn't start the fire.
Well, that's correct. Top three answers are gone. Over to Brian.
It's still rock and roll to me.
Just because I mentioned it the other day, I don't know when you put these up, I'm going to say Goodnight Saigon. Okay. It's all on you, my man, Brian.
Just the Way You Are.
Okay. All right. Chance to steal for Curtis and Mick.
All right, so I looked up Billy Joel songs the other day to make like 7 puns on Twitter, so I figured that was a waste of my time. Turns out it was not. So we can talk.
What an idiot.
Only the Good Die Young is a good one. For the Longest Time, I believe it's called Longest Time, is a good one. New York State of Mind, Always a Woman to Me. What do you think of those four? How many more are left? I'm sorry.
Two. There are two left.
Oh, geez. What do you think?
I'll bet you've got both answers.
I think
in
it's
that
either
four,
Only
too.
The Good Die Young or Longest Time are my two favorites.
Let's rock with that one.
Only the Good Die Young.
Yeah. The ones that you guys missed were The Stranger and Allentown.
Oh, Allentown.
I
wouldn't have got either one of those, so I feel...
Brian, by the
still
way,
feel bad, but
our strategy is working perfectly.
Stranger only gets to 9 because it was the name of the album. No one knows that song.
How many points did we get?
You guys received 90 points.
90 points.
I didn't
well
know that
done.
Was a song. I well thought done. That was just the album.
It was the first song on the album.
Okay. All right, let's talk.
All right, here we go. Give me Curtis. Give me Sarin.
Here we go.
Did it?
Nice.
Add a little production value.
Yeah, 6 months in, we found a little something. Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. Top five answers on the board. We've surveyed 100 people. Name a current player on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Sarin. Ingram.
Not the top answer. Chance to steal.
Jordan Clarkson.
That is a better answer. Player pass.
What? Jordan Clarkson. I guess it is
Zoo.
Here in this town. So,
player pass. Cards 3 to go. 3 strikes.
Do you know anybody else on the Lakers?
I know one other person on
you
the Lakers.
Players? Pass.
And how many more are there?
There are 3 more. 3 strikes to go. You
guys
will pass.
We got 3 strikes. I can name the entire roster, Brian. So the question is, can I get the right ones before you strike 3 times?
I know one.
Okay, so go for it.
Lonzo Ball.
Good job.
That was the top answer.
Exhausted my knowledge.
All right, now the question is, who are they going to pull out of their rear end off this roster? So I'm going to take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. No?
Wow.
He's the leading scorer.
I know. I just wrote down KCP thinking about it. A
steal. All right. Damn. All right, go for it, Brian.
I'm not an NBA fan, but isn't there a guy named like Kuzma?
Nailed it.
Kyle Kuzma.
Jiminy Kyle Kuzma from Utah.
That's like
no nice.
Somewhat of an NBA fan there.
I'm going to go with I'll take Lopez.
Oh, man.
I'm going to think of the other guy. Go for it, Brian.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, Sarin. James Worthy.
I like this guy.
All right, boys. Chance to steal.
Oh my God. No, that's only two.
You had two yourself.
You said KCP and Brooke Lopez.
Oh,
those are both
damn.
Incorrect.
Okay.
So, chance to steal and a chance to steal the entire board here.
Are there local guys that are on that team? Is Thomas Robinson on them now?
I don't think so.
Sure. Go for it.
Yeah.
I named the one semi-local guy when I had Jordan Clarkson. That's the only reason I knew he was still there. And Jabari Brown was for a while, I think, maybe, but I don't think he is anymore.
Might be our best guess.
Might as well. He's the only other guy.
How many are left, by the way?
There's one left.
One left.
It's not James Worthy.
Go with that. I'll say Jabari Brown.
No. Is it Julius Randle?
It's Julius Randle.
Julius Randle.
That's who I couldn't. That's Criminy. Who I was drawing a blank on. I was going to be like, the Kentucky guy. I'm like, no, because if I don't get it, these idiots will remember who it is. So.
Another 90 points over to Savannah and Brian. Man. This is going quickly.
This is an absolute honest-to-God beatdown is what the hell this is right here. All right. You're back on the board, Brian.
All right. Mick. Give me Brian. Give me Mick.
Go.
All right, boys. Here we go. Top five answers are on the board. Name a team that Vinny Testaverde played for.
Mick.
Brian.
Mick.
The Buccaneers.
Not the top answer, though. Chance to steal, Brian.
Jets.
Jets is a better answer. Play or pass.
How many are
three there? Left.
I say we play and strip the board. That's what I think, Brian. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to remember who else. Cause he guessed the Buccaneers, right?
Yeah, he guessed the Bucs, and who'd you guess?
I said the Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, Jets and Bucs are gone. Sorry, I was doing a little math.
All right. Okay. I'm ready. I will go with the Browns.
Top answer.
That was the top answer.
He played college ball. Did he play for like the Panthers for a while?
He did play for the Panthers. They are not one of the answers.
Not one of those. All right, I'm going to try the Ravens.
Ravens are correct.
You're all right. We're stripping the board pretty good.
And only one strike.
Yeah.
Hey, rub it in, Rob.
I'm going to say that this. I have no idea. The Dolphins. I'm.
I know he backed up. I don't know if this is going to get us there or not, but I know he backed up the Pats, so maybe somebody remembered him on the Pats.
That's right.
And that's a swept category.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's it. And that's all.
I had Dallas. I thought he played for the Cowboys, too, did he? I thought they might be ahead of the Pats.
He did play for the Cowboys. What does that give us now, Rob?
It's 280-0.
That
is. Can we play to 300?
That's over now, I believe.
Man. That is a shutout. That has never happened, Brian. Congratulations. We're going to get you even more of whatever I don't know that we're getting you, but we're going to get more of it. I believe what are we with Jazz? And Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. We're gonna hook you up with a healthy portion of that. Well done, Brian. I'll get you on hold. Get the information. Mm. Brian is a winner. But that's
we had a Billy Joel category.
You know what we had? Got, it worked. I'd like to try to steal. We just didn't steal well.
We did not.
What happened to that big strategy about stealing?
Well, played somebody right into your said hand. Stupid Billy Joel songs. That's what happened. And I know every other roster in the NBA except for the Lakers. That's it.
Yeah, that is it.
That's
you
it.
Are
dang it! If it would have been the
we should have gotten Allentown.
Damn Grizzlies or something like that.
Lost it.
Yeah, you would have
Allentown
been.
And Randall. I mean,
wait, isn't that your team? Is that your
the Lakers are my team?
Yeah,
yes.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes.
Appreciate
it's my
that.
Team
nice
too, but I haven't had a reason to
can
watch.
Can I make
in
submissions?
Curtis is a Laker
Oklahoma
fan.
Oklahoma State teams.
All right, hold on. I'd like to put, we'll just test this, then we'll take a break. Mick said he can name every other roster. Just tell me how many teams are in the NBA.
It is 29, right? Or did they add it up to 30? Is it 29? 29 is my guess.
30,
yeah, they added. Who was the third? Would have been like.
So there's one at least one more roster you don't know about.
Yeah, there you go.
Not familiar with
28,
one of those squads.
28.
I remember when there was 23.
Yeah.
For crying out loud back in the day. We'll take a break, come back and talk a little football and some basketball with Mick Schaefer. That's next here in the program.
The Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Before DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm ready for barbecue.
Ready. Before Boogie, who was the last player to go 40, 20, and 10? This is according to Elias. They didn't give a date. They listed the players who had done it, and the most recent to have played.
It was 44, 24, and 10 that he had last night, right? Yeah. I think he also had three steals and a block. Anthony Davis went for 34 and 9. They combined for 78 and 33.
Mick Schaefer, Pelicans expert.
yes, you know the rest of the roster.
Well, according to me, they're not in the league.
Who was the guard that could only make two out of three for, you know, to set it? If you'd made all three, the game would end in regulation.
Last night?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Drew Holiday.
Holiday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Holiday. I was going to say Holiday.
Married to Lauren Holiday. Used to play for the women's professional soccer team in town.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
His little brother's at UCLA, right? I believe, still.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes.
I think there's three Holiday brothers.
There you go. I believe it was Wilt, wasn't it? Or who that was it? Kareem?
Kareem.
Kareem, that's what it was. I knew it was one of those
Wilt
tall
did it
guys.
Six times. Kareem once. Elgin Baylor once. Oscar Robertson. And then DeMarcus Cousins.
Wilt did it how many times?
Six.
And then everybody else once?
Combined for three.
Wilt six. How many times Russell do it?
Zero.
That's right. Zero. Six. Nothing. Wilt versus Russell. That's a little axe I have to grind.
Sure.
With the fools.
I mean, ever since playground days, you and Bill Russell have been going at it.
It's just like this fable that has been written about Bill Russell being the greatest player of all time. Do you know what Bill Russell's highest shooting percentage for his career in any one season of his career was?
Do not know shooting percentage.
You know, he was 6'9". He was.
You would think it would be like maybe 60, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
483.
Less than 50% was the highest.
Never shot 50% from the floor.
He shot 100 points lower than Chamberlain.
100 points lower.
Over a career?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And he didn't.
And what did he average?
He didn't, for his career, I think it was his highest points per game average was 18 and change.
Yeah. Maybe it was 100 points for his career. There were difference. But,
yeah, oh, yeah. For their career, it's 100 points different.
But Russell made his players better. Yeah, I'm sure Wilt's 50 and 27 in 1962 didn't make the guys around him any better. Like the entire team was guarding one guy. I'm sure the other guys sucked.
It's so preposterous.
Just think through your reasoning, people, before you throw it out there.
So preposterous.
What you didn't know is the other four players took the ball and punted it into the stands.
Yes.
It was because Wilt just had their brains on overload.
Four middle school kids in Wilt.
To save money.
It really was. And then they're like, well, the Celtics won the championship. Well, they six other Hall of Famers on the roster.
Kuzi and Sam Jones and John Havlicek.
It's ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. All right, Mick Schaefer is with us from the 41 Action News. He is the sports director. Where do you, since we didn't get a chat, where do you sit on now that Nick Foles is in the Super Bowl? Are you like me and Jake? And our growing army of followers.
The other smart people.
I think I know which way I'm going to go on this one.
who believe that Foles would have been the better path for the Chiefs this past year?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I remember you saying last year, hey, let's – and we talked about it, how this guy is going to lose you some games, right, that Alex Smith is not going to lose. But, hey, Matt, he's going to jump up and win some of those games that Alex won't be. And guess what? They could happen in the playoffs. And we've seen that this year.
Alex Smith has had, and I think Alex Smith could have won both games that Nick Foles has. Like, if he were playing on that Eagle team and the situations they were in, I think Alex Smith probably would have won those games. And so I'm not really that interested in I am, because it's fun, because me and Jake have been fighting this fight for so long. Really, Jake immensely, because Nate and Chidea would really spar with him. So it's a lot of fun hearing Chidea on with him today. I went to Chidea. I'm like, why don't you just say Jake's right? Why don't you just say Jake? He's like, that's never going to happen. Never going to happen. That was great. But, you know, I'm not even concerned with really trying to find some factual proof positive that Foles is better than Smith. I just want the Chiefs to understand the mistake they made. He's at least his equal. He's at least on the same shelf. And you could have saved $9 million in walking on Smith. You could have renegotiated Foles into a 2 or 3 year deal where he could have counted about the same thing that he's counting now against the Eagles, which is $1.5 million. And you would have had room to go get Stephon Gilmore, to go get Alshon Jeffrey, to go get Marcell Dareus, to go get some of these players that were out there that contributed to playoff success. That's the part that they've got to understand.
Yep, absolutely. It's what you can bring in around him. It's what he can come with. And, yeah, the Eagles, it's a punch in the face every week now after the Chiefs have lost. Somehow it feels worse, right? You have – Of course, they beat both Super Bowl participants right in the first 2 weeks.
Second time in 4 years they've done it.
What's in it's six? Fourth time six of the last eight. Because in the
it's 4 out of 5. I know Curtis looked up. Is it 6 out of 8 too?
Six out of the last eight Super Bowl participants the Chiefs have beaten during that regular season. Because it was Atlanta last year, right?
Yeah.
I believe it was the Patriots the year before that they beat in the regular season.
But this is the fourth time in 5 years that a team has beaten both.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're saying of the last eight participants, the Chiefs have beaten six of them?
Two, one, one, two,
twice.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, who was
last year was the Falcons.
Pats and Seahawks same year. Yeah. Falcons last year, the two this year.
Broncos.
Yeah, that's right.
So wow. There's that, right?
So they're good enough to beat those teams.
And then you have just kind of like the backup guys, the second hand guys going that you had the last couple of years, right? In Foles and Doug Peterson, right? Not that Peterson's a backup guy, but hey, he's your offensive coordinator and your backup quarterback going and doing things that seem so impossible in Kansas City, right? In Kansas City, these stars have to align to win these big games, to get to not just a Super Bowl, but to a championship game, where in other cities you see kind of cast-offs and what are perceived as also-rans just falling into Super Bowls, right?
Right.
You know, I compare the... Like it's the Michigan State thing in Final Fours. Tom Izzo can just fall into a Final Four. He can be an 8 seed. Doesn't matter. But he can be a 1 seed. He gets the Final Fours. A lot of times it seems like with KU, great teams, all the stars have to align. They got to be lucky. All these things have to happen. Meanwhile, Izzo's just getting there. And I think that's a similar thing going off the Chiefs here.
I do. I think they're somewhat just kind of snake bitten. But you can't look at it and go, oh, we just got unlucky. You have to look at it and acknowledge the things you didn't do right. And what they didn't do right was manage the cap. And I think what's going to be really interesting is the Minnesota Vikings sit here right now with a great defense. And they've got Thielen and Diggs. You know, their biggest contributor that's a free agent that they have no rights. I think they got to give Diggs a contract of some kind. They got to slap a transition or something on him, I believe. But I know on just outright free agents, their biggest contributor is Terrence Newman. Right?
40-year-old?
The third or fourth corner. And they have $60 million worth of cap room. And if they – so it's $23 million to put the tag on Case Keenum and keep him. If they don't do it, that's going to be the ultimate statement of and if I were them, I would do that. I would not give him a five-year deal. Like, that's been my frustration with the Smith. Smith at $8 million is the right plan. Smith at $17 million, you're overpaying because you can find 80 to 120% of him on the market for half that price. The Vikings have the cap room to go ahead and give him the year. And Blake Bortles, same thing. If the Jags are going to keep him, they got to go $19 million on him. You know what Bortles proved he can do? He can put you in position to win it. He can't go win it, right? If they could have gotten one more turnover on the Pats, the Jags would have beaten him. He'd have been good enough to be part of the equation, but he's not the answer. Tom Brady's the answer. Ben Roethlisberger is the answer, right? Not always. They don't win them all. But they can be the guy that just picks you up and carries you. If you don't have that guy and you're forced with, listen, somebody else is going to give that guy $15 million a year.
Let him.
Good luck. Right. Because Luke McCown is sitting out there. Or Josh McCown. One is it?
It's Josh. This one.
Josh McCown is sitting out there, okay? Alex Smith is going to be released. Nick Foles will be out. Nick Foles was out there last year. Yep. There is always a guy that if you're a good coordinator and a great roster builder, that you can be in position to win the games. The Chiefs' failure, you can win with Alex Smith. You just have to build the Jaguars, Vikings, or Eagles defense. They can't even sniff it.
No. Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said there in that don't, you know, pay an elite quarterback elite money, but don't pay anybody else elite money. Or if you're the Patriots, don't pay your elite quarterback money, which is what they do, if you can get around that somehow. Cheating. So...
That's what I think.
If you cheat, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I believe it to be the case.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can – I think we're learning, yes, you can win with subpar quarterbacks, second-tier quarterbacks in the NFL as long as you're paying them that way, right?
Right. Yeah. And let me tell you something else in comparison. Like, say, let's take the Chiefs versus the Eagles. The Eagles spent $34 million and 20% of their cap on the offensive line. Chiefs spent 25.
Yeah.
And 15%. The Eagles spent $36 million and 21% of their cap on their defensive line. The Chiefs spent $18 million and 10%. I mean, the one thing that I see there, and I'll bet if we back that out and then added the Jags and the Vikings into it, and maybe we'll do that as well, you're going to find that if you don't have that elite quarterback, then you damn well better be elite in the trenches. Mm. You better be able to push the other team around.
Yeah.
And they don't do that. I think their offensive line is getting there. I think the offensive line is better than people think it is. They won a rushing title with Kareem Hunt. They ran the ball with Spencer Ware. Do they run it every single time? No. Do they run it at the goal line well? No, not well enough. So that is a concern. But I think their pass blocking is way better than it's given credit for, because Smith just tucks the ball too often and won't unload it or won't take throws that are there and ends up holding the ball longer. So I think they're on their way. But if there's one thing that's out of whack, the Chiefs spent $42 million and 25% of their cap on the linebacker position.
Wow.
Which has been dreadful.
Which is not even good. They're not even good at that spot.
Well, and how much is that? That's
all around.
Mostly DJ, right?
It's no, Justin Houston.
Houston. Okay.
DJ. Tamba Haley is $9 or $10 million. Dollars. I mean, by comparison, the Patriots, $16 million and 10%. The Eagles, $15 million and 9%. When everyone's like, well, we got to get better linebackers. No, you got to quit crapping money away at that position.
Well, who's their best linebacker this year? Reggie Ragland, probably? What's he making?
I mean, $1.3 million or something like that off a high second round contract. You know, I mean, that to me is, and I don't know that they can just fix that tomorrow. That's the thing that I think Chiefs fans need to be prepared for, and that the Chiefs should be discussing and considering is, listen, yeah, Pat Mahomes is going to make some mistakes. He's going to lose some games Alex Smith wouldn't lose. You hope he's going to win some, like the Foles thing. And then eventually what he's going to do is he's going to win the ones Smith wouldn't win, and he's no longer going to lose the ones that Smith wouldn't lose. He won't lose those, just like Smith. He won't put the ball in harm's way. But he'll, when it's like we're down four and there's 58 seconds and I got to go 70 yards, I've got to take a shot. Those plays he'll make. Right? That's what you want him to eventually evolve. That's who Tom Brady is. He doesn't lose any games that Smith wouldn't lose, and he wins three or four games that Smith wouldn't. That's what you want. But in the meantime, get your cap right. And like I hear, well, renegotiate Justin Houston. Well, don't just push it down the road to have another turd. If you got to walk on, how many more years does Justin Houston have in him? I think he's a tremendous player. How about this? How about trade him? How about get something for him now? If you're like, look, realistically, 2019 is our first is our new window, 19 to 21. Then if you're not going to be a player from 19 to 21, move him and re-rack it. That's what Andy Reid's here for, right? And so, you know, the Tamba Haley is a no-brainer. The Derek Johnson is a no-brainer. But Justin Houston is something you got to think about. You got to think about any and all big numbers so you can get in a spot. So when you look around and go, wow, Stephen Gilmore is available. Wow, Marcell Dareus is available. You know, Alshon Jeffrey's out there. I mean, there were all these teams made really good free agent signings. What was the Chiefs made? One. Benny Logan.
Yep.
That's it. Put Alshon Jeffrey, and how much better does the offense get? Put Stephen Gilmore opposite Marcus Peters. How much better does the defense get? Put Marcell Dareus on that defensive line. He and Chris Jones coming at you together. How much better does the team get?
And that's the other deal. Maybe when Mahomes does make that soul-crushing pick at the end of the fourth quarter that is would lose you most games, maybe the defense stiffens up and you go to overtime, you win it, or you hold on even after a young quarterback makes a mistake. And you can cross off one of those games that he would have lost that Alex wouldn't have.
Yeah, so. It's to me, that's what I think is going to be intriguing to see. What do they do? Because they're not doing anything to the coaching staff, right? This
apparently
concept
not.
That Bob Sutton, he's not going anywhere.
Apparently not. I mean, the longer it goes, the less of a chance. I don't know.
With no cap room, the same coaching staff, and the same players, why would there be any expectation that the defense would be better next year?
I mean, outside of Eric Berry coming back, there's probably none.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's
the
it.
One. I ask and pass this along, whoever's monitoring me over there at Arrowhead today. Send it up to your marketing department and ask them, hey, what's the pitch for next year? Well, good luck. Good luck with that one. If it's just, hey, you know what it is? The band's touring again. Pass.
They don't have – they don't have slogans every year like the Royals do, right?
I don't think so, no.
Why is that just a baseball thing, I wonder? Not,
I don't know.
Not an NFL. Or why does it have to be a baseball thing, I guess, is the, will is the question
pitch,
there.
Like this year, the pitch was Arrowhead.
Was it?
It's the worst place to play. Derek Thomas, get the ball recovered. Or the best place to play. Like, no, don't try that one on me. Don't do it.
To be fair, it's true. It's the worst place to play if you're the Chiefs in the playoffs, and the best place to play if you're the road team in the playoffs.
Yeah. It just flips. But, I mean, that's like what is the sales pitch if you're going to bring back the entire coaching staff, same quarterback, which most of us, I think that decision's already been made, but we won't know until after the new league year starts in March. What's your pitch? Because that you were there every game. Was it full for any of them?
Oh God, no. And Mark Donovan came out during the playoffs talking about how somehow their game against the Titans was going to have the most people there of any game in the playoffs. Now it's taken into capacity of the other stadiums around the league. I didn't put all the numbers together. I guess I trust him on that. So they were very excited about their turnout in that one game. But I mean, down across the board are the NFL numbers for whatever reason. But if you come back, yeah, it should be same old, same old. I don't know if that should be the slogan or whatever. Yeah. But I mean,
Chiefs football.
Chiefs football. Regular season. Come for the regular season.
You'll know everyone.
Yeah. Arrowhead Stadium. Northwest Missouri wins here a lot.
All right, we'll take a break, give you a couple things you need to know next here on the program. Yeah, you need to know Mick Schaefer with us here in the program. Mick, couple of nuggets for you.
I love nuggets.
Pats are going to wear white in the Super Bowl. They have the home field.
Undefeated. So.
They are undefeated under Belichick, but did you know they're 3-1 as a franchise? They lost wearing white against the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm.
Were they
with Bill Parcells?
Were they white in 85 too?
No, they were in red.
Okay.
When they wear their colored uniforms as a franchise, they're 2-3, including wearing red against the Bears, where they got spanked there. Belichick is 2-2 in the Blues.
Additionally, 12 of the last 13 Super Bowl champions have been wearing white.
Oh, wow.
Who was the one that wasn't?
Green Bay. And people thought they might wear white because they had won all their road games in white, and they actually wore green. Pittsburgh wore white in the Super Bowl as the home team because they had worn them three straight. Green Bay decided not to, and they still won.
Wow.
I think a home team wearing white is a sacrilege.
Unless you're the Cowboys.
Yeah. The Cowboys are the 80s.
Same deal with all basketball, by the way. Colors at home.
Yeah, basketball flips.
It's dumb. I hate it.
They did it last night.
Heisman odds are out. There are 24 players listed. Drew Lock is not one of them. Nope. So if you bet the field, you got Drew Lock. That's a compelling reason to bet the field.
And that'll be an actual bet you can make.
Oh, that's Bovada.
That's from Bovada. They've got 24 guys
absolutely
listed. Not in there is Drew Lock. Now, the field usually is about middle of the pack as far as its odds. It's not like it's 200-1. They hedge their bet. Like it'll be about like the 12th favorite.
I would say a lot of times the Heisman winner is off the radar going into the season.
Lamar Jackson, I guarantee you, he was in the field when he won it.
RG3 wasn't even on the radar.
A lot of these freshmen, to me, come from off the radar. So I think that's a reason to look down there. Baseball, we know Vasgersian's taking over for Shulman. Still don't know why Shulman's not doing Sunday Night Baseball, but A-Rod is in for Aaron Boone. Good or bad?
I don't think either one is fantastic as an analyst. I would say Boone more polished right now, maybe with the job. A-Rod can get better.
I just am not an A-Rod fan.
No, I just
he's better than I thought he would be, but
he is.
Sunday Night Baseball. That's
but I just
the
see like
there.
That's fake. You're a fraud.
Sure,
you're fake.
Yeah,
like that's all I see at him. And then ESPN has announced that they're talking to Peyton Manning about being the new analyst on Monday Night Football.
Oh, there's no. The talk is come. Will you please? Name the price. He'll be awesome at it. He'll be amazing
at it. I think he'd be Romo-esque in his breakdowns.
Yeah. And Rex Ryan-esque in his anecdotes and be funny.
That's right.
The article that mentioned that.
I think he's a rock star in the making.
Mentioned that said that Matt Hasselbeck is the front runner.
No.
Would you want him in the studio or doing games like Romo?
I want him doing games.
Yeah.